thought it was a good team victory for us tonight. I thought our defense really set the tempo, particularly to start the game and throughout the first half. It was a good division win. You definitely have to take care of home field advantage. Coming on a short week, I thought the preparation was reflected today in tonight's victory. But, I thought defense was outstanding, special teams. I thought our specialists were right on the mark, Mason, Tim, and Brett. And, we had the big play with Tom Crabtree. So I thought they did a heck of a job. Offense, we were, a little up and down. The one thing we need to do a better job of is taking care of the football. So we're not, for as much time as we spend ball handling and our ball skills in practice, it needs to carry over to the games. That was probably the one thing that I was disappointed with. So Chicago is always a tough game. Definitely the case again tonight. Proud of our guys. We're 1-1, but still we have a lot of work to do. With that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, with coming off Sunday's game, what does it mean to have the defense play like this? Other than just the fact that it helped win the game, does it have more carryover than that?
Well, I mean, we want to play great defense, obviously. Actually, I had a conversation with B.J. Raji at the hotel last night, and we're talking about playing defense. He's a Pro Bowl player, and the team's noted for offense. I said, well, frankly, I'd rather be known for defense, and I've always stated that. I mean, we have a great quarterback, we have a very good offense, but we feel like we're building something special with this defense. I thought our younger players got an opportunity to play today. We're very productive. I thought Clay was off the charts, just with the energy and production that he brought. But that defense really flew around tonight. Like all of us, we got kicked in the ass 4 days ago, and we were motivated to improve as a team, and I felt like we did that today. And it's one win. It's a division win, especially not playing division games till later in the season. We feel good about ourselves till midnight.
Mike, can you talk about the genesis of the play call on the field goal and why and then there and all that?
Well, frankly, I mean, third and 26 was not the plan. I really called that for different reasons. It's a play, frankly, we've been working on that play for, it's got to be 2 or 3 years. And we were looking for a certain look from the Bears. They gave it to us. And it was a great execution on our players' part. But, two things. I was trying to send our team a message when I did call it. And, frankly, I would have been fine with the field position. So, and then our guys executed, and I thought it really lifted our sideline up, and our defense just kept going. And, offensively, we were able to put some points on the board. And it was a big play in the game. I can't say it here. Okay? So just pick it up a little bit. I was trying to pick the game up a little bit. So. I'm sorry? Aaron got hit in the elbow on the screen, the screen sack, and jolted his funny bone, just kind of lost feeling there for a little bit, and just had to throw a few balls, but then he was fine.
Can you talk about the plan at outside linebacker? You had Perry Sterna, but then you rotated Walden and Moses in there.
Well, we wanted to get this is the first time we felt like we've had four outside linebackers that we can really rotate in. That's really the plan going into the season once we pick the roster. Obviously Eric Walden wasn't available last week or, this past Sunday. So that's just part of our plan.
Cedric Benson revived your running game tonight. Would you say that was a big part of this win?
I thought Cedric is starting to look a lot more comfortable in our offense. I thought it was important to get him back, with his toes at 7 and, play where he's played his whole life. Cedric Benson's one of those men that was put on this earth to run a football. So we've been doing some things with him out of the shotgun he doesn't have a ton of experience with, and we'll continue to get better. But I definitely thought we made a step forward tonight against a very active, disciplined defensive front that presents a lot of challenges with their line movements and, definitely can be hard to run up against, because when you have the defensive line as active and disciplined as they are, especially with the linebackers, the experience they have at linebacker, that was a big challenge for us. I thought they did an excellent job. I mean, he was the focus. I think it was definitely obvious to everybody watching the game. And, you know, I know our DBs were excited. We're fired up to play in this game. And so, once again, it's one game. It's an excellent game to start building off of. Seriously, we have a lot of work to do. We don't feel like we really, you know, solved any, you know, big things. It's we're two games into this. We're a new team. I'm actually looking forward to watching the tape of the younger players because we definitely need some growth, and I think we definitely got that tonight.
Mike, do you think you're a tick off on offense? I mean, you have sort of the play that Jordy Nelson looked like he
Well, I'd say, you know, I think it's a combination of things. I mean, this is a tough defensive play. I mean, they challenge you to go the distance of the field. And, you know, by doing that, you have to be able to go 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 play drives. I mean, that's what history tells you. And that was definitely their approach tonight. But, you know, we had some balls that were dropped. Yeah, maybe we weren't on the same page, you know, receiver and quarterback. And clearly, you know, the interception was a reflection of that. Actually, it was a bad play call by me. I was expecting something that I didn't get there. So that's where we are. And that's the good news. We got a lot of work to do.
I know you guys thought Clay had a good year last year, but how do you explain 6 sacks in 2 games and 6 all last year?
I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm done answering questions about last year. I think last year doesn't have anything to do with the way he's playing this year. I mean, Clay's been an exceptional player for us for a couple of years, and he's off to a great start, like he's done in the past too.
Are you using him differently or moving him around?
Moving around in the past, yes. We're moving around here. I thought he did a really good job on their tackles tonight.